High school volleyball is on the air from Tipton, Iowa. It's Class 3A postseason volleyball. Welcome in, everybody. My name's Ryan Stonebreaker. I'll be your host and play-by-play announcer for tonight's Class 3A Region 7 semifinal between the Tipton Tigers and the Williamsburg Raiders. The Tigers ranked number 8 in Class 3A with a record of 31-6. Taking on the Raiders out of the WOMAC Conference, who are 15-20. Both teams won their quarterfinal match last week. Jamie Myers here tonight joining me on this broadcast. I'll bring him in here in just a minute. This is a sportscastmedia.com pregame show. Check out stories, pictures, and information about your favorite teams by becoming a Facebook fan of their page. There are archives of our past broadcasts here on the TigerCast as well. Check out the archive tabs. Listen to past broadcasts by clicking on the archive tab on the main page. Sportscast Media is River Valley Conference broadcast in Wilton, North Cedar, Iowa City, Regina, and West Liberty. We'll have the colors of the game, lineups, and more. I'll bring Jamie in now. Jamie, 1-0. We're looking to go 2-0.
Yeah, that's the name of the game this time of season.
We get one more home match here. It's kind of like a gift almost. You just never know, and you know when you have a higher seed, you expect it. But you know, what sort of things do you make of the match tonight?
Well, a couple things stick out tonight. You know, we talked earlier in the year about the girls having their last conference home game, and this legitimately is the last home game, and I do think that that resonates with the seniors. So I'm pretty sure that came up in practice this week. That's been the talk in the locker room about, you know, making sure you defend your home court, and you know, you want to go out on a high note, you know, in front of your fans here. The other thing is the amount of fans already at this time that are here in the gym is pretty impressive, to be quite honest with you. So it's their last chance to see the Tigers play here volleyball-wise in Tipton. You know, the next match is on the road, and then after that, if they get to state, that's at Cedar Rapids. So, you know, the first round eliminates a lot of teams, and the competition tightens up in the second round. It gets a little bit tougher. Your margin of error for the teams is a lot smaller than it was, I think, in the first week. So Williamsburg comes in a nice serving team, and as we talked about last week, Tipton struggled, I felt like, with their serve receive. And if that becomes an issue again, that's really going to come a weak spot for the team as they move forward.
You know, like you said, stakes rise. You hope we rise to match that stakes. We played this team. This is a third straight year.
Yes.
You know, after being a regular in the conference back in the day.
Yep.
Back in the day is 10 years.
I know. Eastern
that's
Iowa.
Retro now. I don't know. But some familiarness to this. However, there's only a handful of players that played in the match last year that we won right here. In fact, this is the same spot we played them last year.
Yes.
But what postseason so far, you know, it's just you don't want to bow out. You don't want to bow out at home. You don't want to bow out in general. And I'm looking forward to seeing that, seeing how I want to see the fight, what that looks like.
Yeah, and again, I will reference back to that. I'm sure the girls spent a lot of time this week on and last week on serve receive and making sure that their technique is in play and that they're not swaying one side or they're off balance a little bit and getting that ball to the setter, because, you know, that's just like the snap in football. You got to get it to the quarterback to get it to the running back or to get it to the receiver. We got to have a great pass from that back row to get up to the setter so we can have good sets, so we can run our offense a little bit, whether it's the high sets or the shoot sets or those slides a little bit. You know, you keep your defense offset with that.
Reminder, you can be part of this program tonight. Send us an email at thetigercast@outlook.com. Click on the yellow box under the media player. Let us know you're listening into the broadcast. We had some people from Sam Bierman checked in again from Cedar Falls. I've heard that there's some Minnesota listeners on a regular basis, so
awesome.
That'd be kind of cool. Email us. Let us know what we got snow here today.
Yeah.
And we're expecting at least three more in 2 days from now, or 24 hours, or whenever.
It's like we've skipped over fall, and it's like Christmas all of a sudden.
It is. You know, the tree right in front of our house, all the leaves are down today.
Oh,
they were there.
Sure they weighed
it's
it down.
Just like, which is good, but at the same time, I'm wondering if I'm going to have a chance to rake them, because with the new snow, I don't like I don't like leaves, and the kids don't like leaves on with snow, and we're in a dilemma here at our house. So let's take a look at the colors of the game here tonight. Tigers in their home whites, black shorts. Raiders in their road or away jerseys, red tops, and black shorts. Couldn't do this broadcast without our sponsors. for the TigerCast. Let them know you heard their name on the TigerCast and that you are a faithful listener of Tiger Athletics.
So sponsors tonight here as we get started before the game. We've got Subway and Tipton. They invite you to stop in and try their new pit smoked brisket sandwich. Grunewald Tiling and Excavating. They provide patterning, tiling, and hole repair back to 40 years of experience. Let Glenn or Merle handle your excavating, scraping, and dozer work needs. Keller's Furniture's knowledge of furniture, bedroom, and dining room furnishing sets them high above the competition. See them for your next home project. Jeff Wallach Realty and Auctioneering offers expertise with home purchase or sale, estate, farm, or auction. See Jeff Wallach, your cornerstone real estate consultant in Tipton and surrounding areas. Dexter Dozing and Scraping offers farm drainage and more. Best of luck to Tipton this season. Citizens Bank and Tipton invite you to come bank with them. Check out their current specials on checking, savings, and loans by going to their website at www.citizensbankia.com. Twisted Oaks Fencing provides barbed, woven, high tinsel, and continuous guardrail fencing. Prairie Hills Assisted Living is a quality skilled nursing home offering short and long-term stays. DS Webb and Company provides a wide range of accounting services to individuals and businesses and focuses on tax preparation and consulting. Best of luck to Tipton. Crist Electrical Services gladly sponsors Tipton schools in the community events. Best of luck this season from Crist Electrical Services. Lada Harris and Tipton offers a wide range of services. Because their firm is locally owned, their clients benefit by getting personalized, quality service beyond comparison. O'Rourke Motors is your local Ford dealer serving Tipton and surrounding communities. O'Rourke Motors, reinvesting in the Tipton community. Community State Bank can make your online banking experience easy, fast, and secure. Community State Bank is your hometown bank and more. H&H Auto can handle your small and large auto repair. See Jeremy or Brant for your next repair. Liberty Trust and Savings Bank in Durant now offers mobile checking, check balances, transfer funds, and review your account when you need to. Allboss Plumbing and Heating and Cooling can protect your health and safety with various cooling, heating, and geothermal options. The Tipton Booster Club invites you to get involved. Speak to any booster member about volunteering and contributing to the efforts of Tipton Sports. Cedar County Garage Doors provides quality doors for residential and commercial needs and is there when you need them for your next repair. And finally, HD Klein Equipment offers used or new farm equipment and services such as power washing and delivery. HD Klein and Equipment has locations in West Liberty, Tipton, and Iowa City.
I caught up with Tipton head volleyball coach Amy Collender before tonight's match. Let's catch up with her and see her thoughts about tonight's match with the Raiders.
Welcome back to the pre-match show. We're catching up with Tipton volleyball coach Amy Collender. Coach, welcome on.
Thanks.
What, Williamsburg's in town tonight, coming off the first quarterfinal win against Southampton. How are things going?
Yeah, things are going good. We've had a good practice again, a good almost week of practice, and we're feeling good and ready, and feel good about where we're at right now.
You guys have goals in the season. I'm guessing you crossed one off against South Tama, a 3-0 sweep. May not the score, but the result is what you crossed off, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. We were happy with, we're coming back from the conference tournament, and we were happy with where we were with that with South Tama. And, of course, checking off that goal there.
Postseason, you need to fight to keep playing. Tonight's another opportunity. Past players on past teams have said, at some point they realize that, the other team's done, but we're still playing. We hope to be in that position here in a couple hours. But talk about the team wanting to keep fighting to play and collecting victories, sort of say.
Yeah, I've said this before, we do goals every game, before every game, and we did our goals yesterday. And, one thing that came out that a lot of people liked, I think it was Carly Puffer who said it, was make it count. Everything matters, every ball, we want to have intensity, we want to go after everything, and we just need to make it count. Everything we do from here on out, we need to make it count.
Coach, you guys have played Williamsburg now, this counting this one, three straight postseasons, mm-hmm. which is probably uncommon.
Right.
We met them in the same spot last year, the regional semifinal match. What do you know about Williamsburg? I mean, that looks like a whole different team.
Right.
A handful played against us last year, but it looks like a whole different team.
Yeah, I don't really know a whole lot about Williamsburg. Of course, I know that they have a freshman hitter that leads them. I have heard that they stick around. They're scrappy. I know they're not overly tall. But, you know, they just find a way to kind of hang in there and stick around and, you know, play in those games. So, yeah, that's about all I know about them.
Keys to South Tama, you know, we had 15 blocks, and we still seem like we were maybe, if this is fair to say, a step behind. The tempo may have been just a smidge off. You know, you've been, you got back to work, you had some time off back to work. Has this been more like a normal week of getting ready for match play?
Yeah, we had practice last week Thursday, and then Friday we watched film, and noticing that, you know, noticing some things that we can clean up on our own side on those film, and then putting that back in the gym and working on that. You know, one thing, for instance, in our blocks, we saw we were off the net pretty far, so we can be a lot tighter. We're up high, you know, they jump high, they're big, tall girls, and are taller girls, and they're able to get over the net, and we just need to penetrate the net more on the block. So those are things we worked on. You know, Sunday we had a team bonding at my house and had a Halloween party, and just, you know, doing those little things right now that, you know, you need to do to keep a team moving forward when you're playing so few games.
Coach, another big crowd's expected tonight, even more probably listening on the broadcast. That give you opportunity. Do you have anybody you want to shout out to?
Yeah, you know, I think I've heard from several people that are listening at home. Miss Erickson, Jane Erickson, living way up in northern Minnesota, I believe, you know, sent me an email at 9 o'clock on the 23rd after we played, you know, that I'm cheering from afar. And that's been happening the last several years. She's been our biggest fan, definitely, on the podcast and listening in with that. And, you know, I got some emails or some text messages today, good luck stuff from teachers that have left Tipton that I know are also listening in and still following what Tipton Volleyball is doing. So it's a great opportunity for people who are unable to make it to the games.
Coach, near or far, there's a lot of Tiger fans tonight wishing you guys the best. Good luck tonight. Go get them.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tipton Volleyball Coach Amy Collender pre-match comments here as we roll along with 1:17 left before starting laps here in Tipton. Other broadcasts across the network will be following tonight. Central leads at West Liberty in Region 8. Benton is at Davenport Assumption in Region 6. Mount Vernon's hosting Jessup in Region 5. Roland Story is at Union in Region 4. We should have some updates tonight from the North Polk Nevada match. That's the one of all those that we'll be most interested in. That's who we play the winner of that if we are fortunate enough to advance tonight. Also in the River Valley Conference, Monticello still live at Independence in Region 6. And, yeah, it's full postseason, full on. Last night there was a good match down in Wilton. The Beavers advanced over Durant.
Yes, they did.
West Branch advanced. That whole region is River Valley Conference teams. I think Cascade's in there.
Yep. So probably will come down to Wilton and Cascade in that region. I think Wilton, they get West Branch next, no, Thursday night, Halloween night. And then they'll go to Durant, I think, for their next round. So still a lot of River Valley Conference teams alive here.
Our next broadcast for the Tiger Cast will be a Friday night. The Tipton football teams qualify for the playoffs for the first time since 2015. Tigers were selected as a wild card team in Class 2A. Based on their RPI, the Tigers will travel to top-ranked Waukon Friday night. Listen to TigerCast, Brian Eichelberger. Matt Neerman will have the call at 6:45. We are going to tap into the PA announcer, our very own Jamie Meyer. We'll be doing the starting lineup tonight in the National Anthem and our first set ready to go. Thanks for listening. You can be part of the program, the TigerCast at Outlook.com. Ryan Stonebreaker, Jamie Meyer here in Tipton. For this one.
Number 9, junior, freshman, Jesse Julian. For Tipton, number 8, junior, Alex Hoffman. For Williamsburg, number 17, freshman, Peyton Driscoll. For Tipton, number 12, sophomore, Harley Whipper. For Williamsburg, number 16, junior, Gracie Eric. For Tipton, number 13, junior, Kelly Leeser. For Williamsburg, number 13, senior, Taylor Bush. For Tipton, number 15, senior, Cameron Chapman. The libero for Williamsburg, number 3, junior, Aaron Francis. The libero for Tipton, number 1, senior, Harley Hebron. Referees for tonight's games are Gary Kester and Josh Barton. Please rise and remove your headwear for the playing of the national anthem.
High school volleyball is on the air from Tipton, Iowa. It's Class 3A postseason volleyball. Welcome in, everybody. My name's Ryan Stonebreaker, and Jamie Meyer and I will have tonight's broadcast, the Class 3A Region 7 semifinal between the Williamsburg Raiders and our hometown Tipton Tigers. Thanks for joining us here tonight and be part of the program, thetigercast@outlook.com. Email us, let us know where you're listening from. We'll try to do the best we can here tonight. It's going to be a fabulous night. The Tiger side, we're looking right at it. There's very few seats on that side. Williamsburg fans are filing in. We're going to have a good crowd. I think it's going to be kind of a nice evening of back and forth, hopefully that way. Obviously, hopefully Tigers come out on top here, but we'll see what happens. Jamie, we're 1-0. We're looking for 2-0.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Collender pointed out in her pregame comments that she didn't think Williamsburg was very tall. And looking at their team, they're not. So I'll be interested to see how well they play at the net. You know, Tipton's pretty good blocking team at the net. We average just around 3 blocks a game. Got some big hands up there and some girls that can kind of penetrate the net. So we'll see if they made some of those adjustments that she talked about at the net and get a little closer and kind of cover that space a little bit more, make it harder for the Raiders to get the ball across.
Take a look at the starting lineups. Carly Kimberling, Summer Daniel, Bailey Schmidt, Alex Hoffman, Grace Nip. Oh, sorry, not Grace. Sorry about that. Carly Puffer. Grace will be, well, she'll be playing quite a bit. Kelly Leisure, Cameron Chapman for the Tigers. Jesse Julius, Taylor Bush, Gracie Arrett, Lauren Pope, Peyton Driscoll, Mia Brecht, Aaron Francis for the Raiders. Raiders come in 15-20, Tigers 31-6. Winner plays in the regional final Monday night in Van Horn at Benton Community. Hopefully we have some score updates tonight from the other semifinal. Nevada, number 10, Nevada is hosting North Polk. And we are about underway. Tigers are going to go left to right on our listening device. here. I think Williamsburg will have the serve first. Back serve is Aaron Francis. Libero for the Raiders. Ball in the air over net. For a serve, gets Schmidt. Hoffman sets. Daniel swings. Score. Tigers on the board first. 1-0. This is how the match started last time with Saltima. Tigers got to early lead.
Yeah, great swing there by Summer. Beautiful back set by Alex. Right out of the chute from that Daniel, right front.
Daniel back to serve for the Tigers. Ball on the air over the net. Receiving the back row. There's a serve for Summer Daniel. They had trouble with that. That was Taylor Bush. Couldn't come up with it. 2-0 Tigers.
One of the few seniors, I think, for Williamsburg, Bush.
Daniel back to serve again. Long serve receiving the back row by Julius. She gets it to Arrett. Arrett sets Julius. It's over net. Tigers have it. Daniel sets back row for Puffer. It's over net. Williamsburg's turn now. They finally get it over after three hits. Tigers receive free ball with Kimberly. Daniel sets Chapman. Swing off of Raider back row players. Tiger point. 3-0. Didn't ask for a better start here.
Yeah, perfect. Little wheel route there. Don't know that we saw that last week. A little bit of a different play call there. Cameron comes out of the middle, goes behind the setter to the right front there. Great swing.
Summer back to serve. Tigers up 3-0. First set. Ball in the air. Oh, in the net. Enforced error. 3-1. Side out to the Raiders. A little bit more urgency here right off the bat for the Tigers. You know, one step closer to getting to that regional final. Some of that intensity picks up. A team they sort of are familiar with in a weird way. Last 3 years they've had these guys serving for the Raiders.
Savannah Bush came in, I think.
She serves it right back to the Tigers. Net serve makes it 4-1.
I don't know if last year or not, Ryan, but I know at one time Tipton used to go to the Williamsburg tournament. But I don't know. I know they didn't this year.
This is the first year they didn't.
So last year they probably would have seen some of these girls. But, again, as I just said, Williamsburg seems to be pretty young.
Bailey Schmidt to serve. Long serve. Receiving the back row. They're having trouble. They get to Eric. Eric's going to have it through it over. They get it over out of bounds. That is Taylor Bush. She received in the back row. It looked like she wanted to have a kill attempt on the back row. Just didn't get it. I don't know. She was surprised there.
Yeah. So Williamsburg's running a four deep here. They got three girls at the free throw line and then one girl they're kind of hiding way in the back row.
Just out. That was we talked about low and hard serve. That was low and low serve.
Yeah. Barely cleared the net.
So side out to the Raiders. 5-2 is our score. Thanks for joining us here in Tipton. Back to serve for the Raiders. Looks like Jesse Julius. It's over the net. Received by Chamberlain. Overpass almost. Daniel gets to it. Sets Puffer. Swings. Score. Carly Puffer with the kill. Side out to the Tigers. 6-2.
What a great save there by Summer. That ball was right over top of the net. She's the setter and can't jump and hit it over and was able to bring it back on our side. Carly with great placement on the line there.
Cameron Chapman back to serve. Tigers halfway through their rotation here. Up 6-2. Ball in the air over the net. Receiving in the back row. They get to Arrett. Arrett's going to set Taylor Bush. Too long is the kill attempt. Bush had 5 kills last year in the match against us that they lost.
Early timeout here. Williamsburg.
7-2. Timeout is a good idea if you're a Williamsburg fan or player.
Yeah.
Tigers have started out quickly. Sam Bierman, thanks for listening in tonight again. You're the first again. We appreciate it. You guys have a big weekend. I'd be interested to know if you're going to Fort Dodge. You have or Waukon, too. I mean, you guys have
a lot of miles in the Bierman household. Girls get to run this weekend on Saturday, and then Frank plays the night before.
Both Tipton cross-country teams have punched their tickets to the state meet this weekend. The THS girls are back at state for the first time since 2007.
What a great fall here.
Tiger
athletes.
Tiger boys still ranked number one. Girls going out to state, Callie Wallach, Alyssa Minty, Allie Nash, Rachel Bierman, Brittany Ford, Allison Curry, Corinne Wallach. Boys, Caleb Shoemaker, Trent Poser, Jackson Edens, Landon Hill, Cody Bowman, Andrew Olsen, and A.J. Thumma. Ooh, got it in. Chapman back to serve out of the timeout. Received in the back row by Bush. Gets it to Arrett. Sets Bush back. A little tap over. It falls. Nice save by Daniel. The Tigers get it. Play on. They're going to have a free ball opportunity. Schmidt gets over net. Arrett to Driscoll. It goes off a Tiger. That's going to be the first Williamsburg point off of a play.
Yep. Surprised they didn't call Carly on a double there. Looked like she tried to tap that and was the next one to hit that. So I'm not quite sure what they how they would explain that to us.
7-3 is our score. Williamsburg serving. Ball in the air over the net received by Puffer. She passes to Daniel. He's going to have to get over this time with Nichols. Swing.
Ooh,
off
swing.
The mark. Point to Williamsburg. 7-4.
Great swing there by Grace. Just a little wide on the ball hitting the court.
Savannah Bush to serve. Ball in the air over the net received by Puffer in the corner. They get to Daniel. Quick back set to Nichols. Swing. Score.
Right
Grace Nichols. There's that quick set by
yep.
Summer that we've known to
yep.
enjoy the last 4 years.
A little lower, little back set there. Right back to Grace, too. Great for her confidence. Come back up and swing another ball right on the court. Grace out. Looks like Alex Hoffman in.
Hoffman to serve. Low and hard serve. They're having trouble. Eric gets it. They're going to have to get over way deep now. They do not get it over. Good possession for the Tigers. 9-4.
Great hustle by the Raiders there. Just too much ground to cover to get that ball back.
Erin Francis was back there. She's their leader. She is their leader in digs. Yeah, she was full speed toward our crowd. So Hoffman serve is over the net. Received by Francis.
Sure.
Ace serve, actually. Oh, not ace. They got it. It's over the net.
Now it's going to be.
So I thought it was ace. It went over there. Jesse Julius made a nice hustle play. The ball went up into the ceiling, if you're familiar. And then what tipped in, rafters, came back down. So Tipton does get the point. Not how I called it, though. 10-4. Tigers on a run. Next, Hoffman serves over. Arrett sets her
Bush.
Attacker. That is down.
Taylor Bush there in the middle.
So for now, the run stops. And Williamsburg will have a side out. 10-5, first set. Here in the Region 7 semifinal. Back to serve is Arrett. She's a lefty. She lets it go. Received by Daniel. Hoffman cross-sets Daniel back. Swing. They work it around here with Pope. Now to Arrett. Pope gets
tight.
It over. Oh,
yeah.
I can't get it over. Yeah, that was a little overpassing, it looked like.
Yeah, a little tight to the net there. So Arrett serves, so she's in the back row. So she'll have three hitters available to her now. They play a 5-1 offense. So Tipton ought to pay attention to that on defense when she's in the front row because she can jump and hit the ball over.
Puffer serve comes in. Pope receives, gets it to Arrett. She backsets her attacker, Bush. She gets it over to the Tigers. They're working it. Hoffman to Puffer. Here's Daniel over the net. Arrett to Pope. Over the back row to Arrett. Kill attempt from the back row. Tigers get it. Here's a quick set from Hoffman to Leisure. It's down, but they work it around the Raiders. Arrett
oh,
to
block.
Bush in the
great block over there. Summer and Kelly.
12-5. Tipped out by 7. Puffer back to serve. Ball in the air over the net. Received by Julius. Over to Arrett. Sets Bush.
Oh, another one.
Again, and she's fired up. I haven't seen Summer that fired up for a while.
Yeah, two in a row over there. You know, there's a different pace to the game here. Tipton's got a little speed to their movement and their passing. And things are just clicking right now.
Puffer serve received by Pope.
Overpass.
They try to get it. It falls down. Technically, not an ace. I would call it an ace myself.
I don't know if you. The ball didn't get over the net.
14-5.
Oh, now they're going to slide an extra defender back.
Puffer's back to serve.
Boy,
goes across the way.
Really
they get to Julius
you.
To Arrett. They're going to try to set Arrett, Julius from the back row. Her kill attempt is out of bounds. And they've tried to do that a couple times out of the back row.
Yeah, Carly's really picking on the Julius back here.
Julius, a freshman, their leader in kills. She's trying to hide now behind Pope here.
Yeah, Pope's back there. They got five girls back now.
Francis receives the serve, gets it to Arrett. They dump it over net. Tigers work on the free ball. Here's Kimberlyn.
Yeah. Going to get a double
carries
out of that.
It'll be a side out.
Wouldn't be natural. I mean, the set movement for Carly wouldn't be a natural movement for her. She'd have been better off waiting just a little bit longer and bump setting that ball.
There's a jump serve by Bush. It's way long.
Out of bounds.
Point Tigers, and they give it right back. 16-6 is our score. Tigers with a 10-point lead. They have not trailed in this set.
Leisure out. Chapman back in, which pushes Carly back to serve.
Cameron serves in the air over net. Received by Bush. Over to Arrett. Arrett cross sets. Julius is blocked. Back to the Raiders. They're working it with Francis. And they get over the net here with Brett. Here's a set from Hoffman to Schmidt. Schmidt score, yeah. Bailey Schmidt. And even Bailey's fired up. Sometimes.
Yes. And she's. You know, you're talking about seniors when you say those things. You know, I mean, again, they realize these are their last moments here on this court, volleyball-wise, aside from practice, should they win tonight.
I'm liking that attitude.
In front of fans, so it's a big deal.
Focus laser here for the Tigers. Gamberly serve goes out, side out to Williamsburg, 17-7.
Or Driscoll back in for Williamsburg.
Francis will serve. Silver net received by Kimberling. She passes to Hoffman. Cross sets to the far side to Chapman. Swings. Francis gets it to Arrett. Arrett to Pope.
Ooh,
off a two-handed block, but goes down. Chapman and Schmidt were there. So Pope was credited with the kill. 17-8.
Good job by Pope there hitting on the inside of that inside blocker's hands. Got a little bit of the ricochet.
Francis. Serves, short serve. Nice recovery by Kamerlane, but they just couldn't dig it up there. Hoffman tried to get the second ball, and she couldn't. Chapman tried to valiantly get it over, but there was no hope there. 17-9.
Kind of surprised Bailey didn't go for that. She seems to be a little bit back tonight. Maybe it's just this rotation.
Another short serve, sort of. Schmidt gets it. Hoffman sets Daniel. She taps it over, and she scores. Nice little loft shot over two block attempts.
Summer saw a huge gap there. The blockers were up, and that defender was way back, ready for the hit. Left a huge gap there.
Summer has some ups, as they say.
Yeah, Cooley into the game now. Looks like Taylor Bush is headed to the bench.
Tigers through their rotation. Daniel to serve, up 18-9, and here we go with a long serve from Summer Daniel.
Summer kind of, whoa.
19-9. Excuse me, 18-10. Side out Raiders.
Kind of surprised Coach Callender let her pull that out.
Especially in the first set. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll have another shot. Here's a serve on the other way for the Raiders. And the Tigers working on it. Quick set from Daniel to Chapman. Swing, score. Cameron Chapman. Quick set, quick score. Tigers up 19-10.
Good job keeping the ball low there. Low set, got Cameron off the center just a little bit.
Schmidt back to serve. Over the net. Arrett to Bush. Long, Bailey got a hand on it. I think that might have been out if she wouldn't have had that. So 19-11. Side out to the Raiders. Raiders have had 2 points in succession. They have had a hard time stringing stuff together. Tigers up by 8. Jesse Julius back to serve. Over net received by Puffer. And sort of Kimberling. Bad pass.
Yep.
It's going to be a point for the Raiders.
A little bit of a miscommunication there. Carly and Carly actually bumped into each other.
Carly with a C, Carly with a K. Carly,
yep.
Raiders back to serve. Julius gets it over net. Received by Kimberling. She passes over to Dana. Quick dump set to Chapman. It's blocked. Tigers working here with Kimberling. Kimberling sets up Nichols. Swing. Now the Raiders work. Francis to Arrett. Over to Bush.
Ooh,
out of bounds. Point Tigers.
Yep.
Tipton first to 10. Excuse me. First to 5. First to 10. First to 15. Now first to 20. Our score is 20-12. And Cameron Chapman will be back to serve. Long serve received by Francis. She gets it to Arrett. Back sets her attacker, Driscoll. Tigers working here with Daniel. She sets Nichols. It's over net to the Raiders. Arrett has to run in and get that. Raiders scrambling. Now the Tigers have it.
Great set, yeah. Got a double there on Summer. She was, I don't know, her body was off, adjusted. She was more facing the net. Then she should be sideways to the net and just couldn't get the ball positioned like she wanted it to look like.
Peyton Driscoll to serve for the Raiders. On the air over the net, received by Kimberling. Passes over to Daniel. Quick set down the middle to Puffer. It's blocked by Bush and Arrett.
Good swing by Carly.
20-14, and the Raiders crowd is starting to get a little life to him. Driscoll back to serve. Low and hard, received by Puffer. She overpasses, but saved by Daniel. A nice dig. Wow. It's over the net from Nichols. Raiders working here with Arrett. Arrett dumped over a big block by Puffer. Now the Raiders have it again. Bush sets Arrett. It's in the back row to Schmidt. Schmidt passes to Daniel. It's over net. Donut hole points.
Yep, great. So Tipton's got to pay attention on the defensive side now. Arrett's in the front. So she tried to jump and tip that one over earlier, and then the block, and then she was a hitter there.
Alex Hoffman back to serve. 21-14 Tigers. First set. On the over net. Low and hard. Received in back row. Arrett gets it. She sets her attacker. That's Brecht. It's received by the Tigers. Back set from Hoffman to Leisure. She swings. She scores.
Yes.
Kelly Leisure with a kill. 22-14. Tigers 3 points away from the first set victory.
All of our hitters have at least one kill in this match.
Hoffman back to serve. On the air, it's over net. Low and hard received. Now you have trouble with it. Brett, they get over net. Now the Tigers are going with Kimberly. She sets Daniel. Swing, score, Summer Daniel. A bump set by Kimberly led to that kill attempt. 23-14.
Just a big rocket shot there.
Hoffman serve again. On the air over net, received in the back row by Francis. She gets it over to Arrett. Arrett sets Bush.
Ooh.
Bailey Schmidt can't come up with it. Point Raiders. I'm thinking of West Branch.
Well, same colors.
23-15. Arrett back to serve. On the air over net, received by Camberlain. She passes to Hoffman. Cross sets far side to Daniel. Lefty kill attempt is down and good. We saw her do that a couple times against Altima, and that can.
Yeah.
I think that's when she knows she has them.
I don't know if she's ambidextrous or not, but she plays well with her left hand at the net. I mean, I couldn't shoot a basket with my left hand much outside of a layup. She does a great job up there with that. Instead of trying to force something with her right hand, she's able to adjust well with her left hand.
Carly Puffer nearly gets an ace serve. They work it around. 24-15. Here's Kimberlin getting on the attack, getting over to Summer. Summer's kill attempt goes out of bounds, side out to the Raiders, 24-16.
Great adjustment there by Summer. She was almost standing in the ref's lap up there when she hit that ball.
There's a serve over net by Bush. Tigers working on it. Here's a kill attempt from Summer Daniel. Swing, miss. They're working out of Pope. Pope gets it to Francis. They have to go over on third hit. Free ball for the Tigers. Here's Puffer. Passes to Hoffman. Quick set to Daniel. Swing, score! Summer Daniel, and that will do in the first set. 25-16, and the Tigers are up 1-0 here in this Region 7 semifinal.
Great job there, Summer, coming out of the middle. You know, I don't know that we've seen a lot of that this year. Now, last year, she seemed to hit out of the middle a couple times, and it just seemed to throw the defense off here. So maybe that film watching they did, maybe they watched a little bit of themselves last year and paid a little better attention to that. We saw a wheel route from Cameron. We saw a quick, you know, that slide out a little bit, and then Summer in a couple different spots there. You know, it keeps the defense pretty honest on the other side.
Tipton swimming teams off the regional meet this Saturday at Linmar. The Tigers are in contention to send 3 relay events to this year's state meet. Members of the relay teams are Allie Anderson, Maddie Swick, Zoe Stonebreaker, and Ryan Hafler. Tigers will find out Sunday if they're state qualifiers. They have to swim their best time and not get disqualified, and hope to be in the top 32, 26 wild cards for swimming. We don't have any score updates yet from other matches here for Sportscast Media. I'll check here in a second. I might be mistaken. I am mistaken. I apologize. West Liberty up 25-10. West Liberty wins the first set 25-10.
Wow.
Over Central Lee. That's in West Liberty.
Yeah. Boy, West Liberty's playing well. Few of our sponsors here before we get back to set number 2. We got Subway in Tipton, Grunewald Tiling and Excavating, Keller's Furnitures, Jeff Wallach Realty and Auctioneering, Dexter Dozing and Scraping, Citizens Bank, Twisted Oaks Fencing, Prairie Hills Assisted Living, DS Webb and Company, Crist Electrical Services, Latta Harris, O'Rourke Motors, Community State Bank, H&H Auto, Liberty Trust and Savings Bank, Allboss Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, the Tipton Booster Club, Cedar County Garage Doors, and HD Klein and Equipment. I'd like to thank our sponsors for making this possible, not only during the volleyball season, but also during basketball, football, baseball, softball, and wrestling too, correct?
Yes.
I don't know what this would sound like on the golf course.
Or soccer.
Well, soccer might be interesting.
I've had some requests for soccer. I don't know if they make that happen down in Minneapolis or not, but Spencer on the board tonight, keeping us on the internet tonight, so thank you down there in Minneapolis. You have a chance to check out their Facebook page as well. Our next volleyball broadcast, we hope, and we're on our way, is Monday night in Benton, 7 o'clock tip, I should say, and 6:45. Jamie and I will be there to hopefully send the Tigers off to their third straight state tournament, and good things there.
Got to be history making in Tipton. I don't know, has there been a sports program? Probably track. I would have had 3 years. That's maybe a little bit of a different
cross country
look at qualifying, maybe cross country. But volleyball has never had three in a row. I don't know if they ever had two in a row. So some pretty uncharted territories these last few years for the girls volleyball program. I was watching Coach Colander talk with the girls there, and she was kind of like, you'll see Ezekiel Elliott when he spoon feeds himself on TV. And I think she's telling the girls she wants them to play a little faster still. Keep that ball moving. Keep it low. Let's get the sets. You know, let's not be so high with our sets to get the defense a chance to set. Let's keep the ball just a little bit lower. So I'll be curious to see if the pace picks up, because I thought that was pretty good pace by our girls with that match compared to what I remembered from the South Tama matches.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You even go back to the West Branch and some of the regular season ones.
Yes.
We did toward the end.
Yeah.
It's almost like they need to give themselves permission to do some of that. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and Summer's a phenomenal setter, and Alex is a phenomenal setter as well. And it's just about making sure that pass gets up to the front. That pass is a good pass. I've talked about that over and over and over on the broadcast, but that is just so critical for your offense to run well.
We're underway in the second set. Kimberly serves received by Francis, gets it to Eric, cross sets over to Julius. Her kill is down. Point Williamsburg, and the Raiders take the lead for the first time this match to lead off the second set.
Good swing out there by Julius.
Tell you what, we saw a good freshman at with South Tama. That
Babinet, what? No.
Yes, I think it was Babinet, but Vest is
Vest,
sophomore.
Yep.
This gal Julius is a freshman too.
Absolutely, and got some decent height to her. She had a pretty good jump on that.
So side out to the Raiders. They're back to serve with Francis. On the air, when that short serve received by Puffer over to Hoffman. She backsets Daniels, swing, score. Not a hard swing, but it does count.
Just a little roll shot. Looks like Hoffman out, Nichols in. Little roll shot there by Summer. That's just a lot of volleyball, reading the court, knowing where your defense is in the back row.
Daniel back to serve. Ball in the air over net. Received in the back row by Bush. She has trouble, gets it to Francis. They have to get over here with Julius. It's in the net. Point Tigers, 2-1 Tipton.
So exactly what we've been talking about, that pass stayed in that back row. Basically went straight up in the air. The setter has a hard time getting to that.
Tigers won the first set, 25-16. Daniel back to serve. Ball in the air over the net. Received in the back row. They're having trouble. They get it with Driscoll. Now it's over the net. Tigers have it with Daniel setting Bailey Schmidt near side.
Oh,
it's right
spot.
In the corner, and Bailey Schmidt is still fired up. 3-1. I like to see the seniors get fired up. It's their turn.
And Bailey's pretty mild-mannered most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't really show a lot of zip and doo-dah and all that good jazz.
3-1 Tigers. Short serve by Daniel. Received in the back row by Bush. Arrett has trouble. She does get it to Driscoll. It's over the net, and it goes down for a Tiger point as it went long.
Yep.
4-1. Tigers on a 4-0 run. Three straight service points by Daniel. Her ball in the air over net received by Julius. Gets it to Eric. Back sets to Pope,
yeah.
And she carries it. Point tipped in.
A lot of spin on that ball out of the setter. It's usually a telltale sign if you're an official. You see the ball spin like that, that you've got two hits out of it.
5-1 Tigers. Daniel back to serve. On the air over net. This one's trouble.
Ball.
It's out of bounds.
Three different serves there by Summer. Short, softer. That last one, not this last one that went out, but the one before that was a little longer and harder, and that one was even a little deeper and harder. So moving the ball around a little bit.
Good start from the Tigers. Serve is Savannah Bush, received by Kamling. Back set from Daniel to Schmidt, dumps it over. Bush gets it to Eric. Eric's over in Tigers working with Puffer. Passes to Bailey Schmidt. She gets over net. Julius to Eric. Back to Julius. Oh, Summer can't come up with a save. And that had a little bit of an angle on that hit there by Julius.
Yeah, it looked like we had, I would say it looked like we had three girls that were trying to block there. That opens up both sides.
Bush back to serve. Tigers working here. His back row kill from Puffer is down.
Puffer.
And I know that's one of the points Coach wanted to see tonight. She was hoping to see some of those, and that was the first one, I think, that they've gotten down here.
Yeah, that was a great swing out of the back row there.
Side out on the Puffer kill, 6-3. And Bailey Schmidt serves. Ooh, too long, just long. That'll be back side out to the Raiders, 6-4.
Pushing the ball deep again tonight, it looks like.
Jesse Julius, 212 kills coming in tonight for the Raiders. She's back to serve. Received by Schmidt in the back row. Passes to Daniel. Quick set to Cameron. Ooh. Swing.
Thank you.
Raiders almost made a basket. Now we're working around with Eric. Eric back row kill attempt by Julius. And now it's Tiger turn. They're having trouble. It's up in the rafters.
Summer's going to be under.
Ooh. That got up into the lights. That
hit
really quick.
Excellent. Boy, Summer hustled her tail off to get over there, but got the ball and then slid into the net. As flexible as she is, I didn't think she was going to be able to not stay from crossing the line.
Julius has a nice run here going. Her serves received by Puffer. Passes to Daniel. Back set to Chapman. Chapman's kill is down. Point Tigers. And that stops a run of points from the Raiders. 7-5 Tipton. And they get the ball on the side out. I'd like to see him turn the lights out. Use the wrestling lights for this. That'd be kind of interesting.
Chapman serves. Another one.
Too long.
Oh, that's three in a row.
Tigers having trouble distancing themselves early here in the second set.
Causing our own trouble there, though. That's three serves long, three easy points.
7-6. Side out to the Raiders. Driscoll back to serve. Oh, Bailey got it up in the rafters, but they're working with. Kamling does get it over.
Tight.
And the Raiders are working. They have to get over that. Now they do. Kamling receives that attack attempt. Daniel pushes it over to the corner. Julius gets it to Arrett. They're out of system, and they have to get over the net. They do. Free ball for the Tigers. Schmidt over to Daniel. Cross set over to Nichols. Swing.
Oh, nice.
Off of a block attempt. No.
Out of bounds.
They caught out of bounds.
Wow, that's a great spot. Nice line read there by Grace.
And you noticed how it kind of got slow, and then we sped it up.
Yep.
And
well, that changed there when Summer pushed that ball deep. Wait a minute. What do we got here?
Contact lens or paper football?
Maybe. What in the world?
It looks like a pin or something.
Oh, maybe one of the ways where coaches is kind of chuckling, like maybe their pen flicked apart or something.
Ball in the air by Driscoll over net. Received by Schmidt to Puffer. High set to Puffer.
Nice.
Swing score. Tipton points. 8-7.
Hoffman back in. Grace heads to the bench.
Hoffman back to serve. Tigers up 8-7. Received by Julius to Arrett. She cross sets over to Tegan Schaefer. Ball in the net. Tigers. Here's a kill attempt by Daniel. Goes off a double block into the ceiling. Goes over the net. I was going to say, how's that not a Tipton point? So Tipton did get the point. Daniel's kill attempt went off a double block attempt that went into the ceiling.
And then it bounced back over
the net to the Raiders side.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. That's a unique call there.
We play on. Eric's quick dump over is received on a three ball from the Tigers. Kimberling to Daniel. Her kill attempt nearly goes down, but doesn't get enough in the inbounds. Out of bounds, 9-8. You know, you stick around long enough, you're going to see a lot of stuff you don't know, and that's what makes high school athletics great.
Absolutely.
You can definitely echo that. You had golf coach down in Wilton for the girls. Eric's serve is over net. Too long. Point Tigers. 10-8 is our score. Second set.
Well, just Williamsburg just hanging around. You know, Tipton's kind of let them stay in the match here with their service errors and need kind of a good run here by Carly. Get 4 or 5, 6 point kind of spread here.
Puffer serves over net, received by Julius. Arrett sets her bush. Now the Tigers are overpassed by Puffer. Put down on a point by Lauren Pope. Kill for Pope. Side out to the Raiders. I think that might be Pope's first kill. Maybe second.
Yep.
She's one of their leaders.
Good heads-up play there by Polk to send that ball back over.
10-9. That was awkward. A bad serve by the Raiders. Point Tigers, side out, 11-9.
Leisure out. Chapman back in. Sends Carly Kamerling back to serve.
Raiders have four players with over 100 kills. Kamerling serve is received by Francis. To air it to Polk. Tries to tap it over. She can't get enough air under it. Point Tigers, net violation.
Well, she'd have probably scored that. We were
there's no one home.
Sucked in way on that block there.
Kamerling serves over that too hard. Oh, and we got
you.
Bailed out by Bush. We'll take it. 13-9. A serve from Carly Kamerling. Bush looks like one of the taller Raiders they have.
Yep.
Kamerling served too hard, too low in the net. Side out to the Raiders. 13-10 is our score. Second set. Tigers won the first set, 25-16. Francis back to serve for Williamsburg. Over the net received by Kamerling. She passes to Hoffman. Hoffman back sets far side to Daniel. Swing score. Summer Daniel. A double block attempt by Pope and Julius. No good. 14-10. And Tipton will serve.
Grace Nichols back in. Hoffman heads to the bench.
Daniel serves. Received by Julius to Errett. Back set to Pope. Her kill attempt is
off
blocked.
Blocked by the antenna, I think.
We'll take it 15-10. Benton, 31. Assumption, 29 in the first set.
Wow.
Bobcats
Benton
looking to pull the upset.
Wow. And Assumption's ranked one, right?
I believe so. They were at one point. I don't know if they are now. Tipton ranked number 8.
Yeah, West Liberty was what, third, second, fourth, somewhere in that?
Fifth.
Ballpark?
Yes. Center pointer Urbana takes their first set at Charles City, 25-23.
A little stoppage in play here as we fix the antenna that marks the sideline there for the officials. Summer back to serve.
Receiving the back row by Bush. Over to the other Bush, sorry, to Julius. Over to the Tigers. Kamerling passes Daniel. Back set to Nichols. Quick kill attempt is blocked back. Tigers.
Oh, nice.
Daniel dumps it over. Free ball for the Raiders. They can't come up with it. Point Tigers. 16-10.
Good job there by Summer to create a little bit of urgency over on that second pass.
Daniels serve in the air over net. Oh, they have trouble with it. Errett has to come up with it. She gets a pass over to Julius. Now the Tigers have a free ball. Daniel gets it over to the Raiders side. Errett back sets to Bush. It's down, but
Kamerling.
Tigers work with it. Kamerling to Daniel. Now it's over net for the Raiders. Errett sets Julius. Received by Daniel. She passes to Kamerling. Sets Daniel in the back row. Her kill attempt is down. 17-10. And you know, I'm noticing we're being a little more smart about where we're doing stuff.
Yep. Well, and Summer's in the back there, so she's allowed to jump back there. And she enjoys hitting out of the back row.
Daniel's serve is received by Francis to Errett. They dump it over net. Nice save by Daniel. Keeps the ball alive to Kamerling.
Oh.
Nichols' kill attempt is no. It's in the net.
Right idea, just not quite high enough to get across there by Grace.
Get the feeling Summer Dano's going to win this match no matter what. she's definitely trying to will the team here.
You know, we've gotten in trouble a couple times when we've relied a little bit too much on Summer and we don't move the ball around.
Tigers receive the serve. Daniel to
Grace.
Her kill attempt is down, 18-11.
You know, Summer's a phenomenal hitter, but boy, we've got other good hitters too that we don't want to become too one-dimensional. You know, I remember that back in the West Liberty match. How it seemed like it became a Summer versus West Liberty kind of thing. And as good as Summer is, it's hard to beat a team when you're an individual player. So got to keep moving the ball around.
Update from Nevada. Nevada takes the first set, 25-17 over North Polk.
I noticed on Williamsburg's quick stats that they played Nevada earlier in the year. Those were like 25-23 game, 25-21. They must have played them at a tournament somewhere.
I don't remember. I didn't look up to see how they did against South Tama, the team we beat this last time. But they're in the same conference. They're in the same division side.
Oh,
so.
On the south side of that,
yeah.
Walmart, yeah. Well, they played Williamsburg's played Waverly Shell Rock, and they got beat by them, as did Tipton. Then Center Point Urbana. They must be on the south side of that Walmack too, then. Or they must cross.
Geographic doesn't make sense for that. I know that because I looked up. Sam Bierman letting us know World Series update.
Oh, nice.
After the first scoreless. That's
game,
a big
game six tonight,
Astros
right?
could win it tonight.
Yeah. Well, the Nationals almost have to win. They've all won on the opposite field, right?
Schmidt, a serve out of the timeout. 19-11. I also like to send birthday wishes to Bierman. Sam Bierman's birthday is this weekend. Going to Fort Dodge and Waukon. Busy weekend. A great weekend here. Thanks for keeping us updated there. Hope to have some good Tiger things to report in the paper next week. Bailey Schmidt serving 1911 Tigers. And it's another ace serve. Back-to-back aces for Bailey Schmidt. Tigers first 1-5, first 1-10, 15, and now 20 for the second straight set. Had some interesting things this set.
It was 9-8 not too long ago.
Yeah. Schmidt on the run. Back serve on the over net received by the Raiders. That's up in the rafters. Oh. That's also an ace serve. 21-11, three straight.
Got a sub here from Williamsburg. He's going to bring in Cooley for Bush, it looks like. It's not a good thing when you hide your libero. And they're hiding their libero right now. They've got four deep, three in front of the libero.
Schmidt back to serve. Tigers up 21-11. Received in the back row by Bush. Gets it to Arrett. Back sets over to Julius. Her swing is received by Daniel. She passes to Kimberling. Gets it over to Nichols. Too long on the kill attempt. That breaks a 10-2 run by the Tigers.
It's what we were looking for. We needed a little space in there. And a tight matchup to that 9-8 score. And then a little bit of distance here.
Julius back to serve. Raiders looking to get momentum. Kimberling has trouble, but gets it off to Daniel. She gets it over Puffer. Back row kill attempt is down, but working now is the Raiders. Bush gets it over net. Tigers collide. Oh. They have trouble. That's Schmidt and Kimberling. That's going to be a point for Williamsburg. 21-13. I shouldn't have said collide, but, I mean, they just ran into each other maybe.
Need to feed Carly, I think, here a couple times in the front row.
Julius back to serve. On the over net received by Kimberling. She goes down, get over pass, get it over net. Bush to Arrett. Back to Bush. She can't get it over the net. Carly Puffer is right there.
Rejection.
Pick your poison.
Yes. Leisure in for Kimberling.
22-13. Side out to the Tigers. 3 points away from a 2-0 lead.
So
serve is received by Francis to Arrett. She sets Bush. Over net received by Daniel. Passes to Schmidt. Back row kill from Daniel is... Received by the Raiders. Francis to Arrett. That's over net. Three ball for the Tigers. Schmidt to Daniel. Quick set to
nice
Puffer.
Slide.
Over net. Received by the Raiders. Schmidt to Bush. It's back over net for the Tigers. What a rally we got going here. Back set from Daniel
Kelly
to Leisure.
Leisure.
Point. Tigers kill Kelly Leisure.
Boy, good thing Carly is like 7'9".
Oh, no
She
kidding.
Hung in the air for that forever.
Last match we said Cameron Chapman kind of laid out. She just laid out there with Carly Puffer. 23-13. Chapman's ball's in the air over net received by Francis to Arrett. She backsets Bush. It's in the net. Point Tigers, and Tipton is 1 point away from taking a 2-0 match lead. Tigers have benefit of a 10-2 run just a little bit ago. Pull away from the Raiders. It's 9-8 at one point. Chapman's serve is received by Francis. She gets it to Arrett. She cross sets over to Bush. It's
good
point
swing.
Almost down.
Good save. Oh.
So Bush's kill was received in the back row from Summer, I think.
Yep.
It went up in the rafters. Tigers made one last effort, nearly got it to the net, but couldn't get it over the net. Point Raiders.
I'm not sure if Summer's in the right place or they're just hitting at her, but she's had 6 digs this match. I think I would hit away from her. She's pretty effective picking the ball up.
Raiders serve overpass. Tigers working on the free ball. Daniel, Leisure, and Kimberly can't get the ball over the net. Tigers still lead 24-15.
So Summer still in the setter position. She couldn't really get that ball over the net where she was at.
Francesco serve, ball in the air over net. Oh, that drops.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds, and that'll do it, right?
25-15, yep.
I was like, I'm sure that was point 25.
Yep, that was.
25-15 to go with 25-16, and the Tigers are up 2-0 in this match. just joining us here. We did have an update from Nevada. Nevada number 10 is up 1-0 in that match, 25-17. That's opponent, future potential opponent for the Tigers. West Liberty takes a 2-0 lead on Central Lee. They win the second set 25-15. Comets looking to go to the regional final. Several River Valley Conference teams still playing. Center point Urbana is up 1-0 over Central City. Benton, you didn't hear that as well. 31-29, first set over the Davenport Assumption Knights.
Boy, games like that are when it's fun to be a fan. Not a parent, but a fan in the stands. You see all those extra points come up. Go through our sponsors here again. We appreciate their willingness to help us bring you a broadcast like this and the other Tiger casts throughout the seasons. We've got Subway here in Tipton. We've got Grunewald Tiling and Excavating. We've got Keller's Furniture, Jeff Wallach Realty and Auctioneering, Dexter Dozing and Scraping, Citizens Bank, Twisted Oaks Fencing, Prairie Hills Assisted Living, DS Webb and Company, Crist Electrical Services, Latta Harris, O'Rourke Motors, Community State Bank, H&H Auto, Liberty Trust and Savings Bank, All Boss Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, the Tipton Booster Club, Cedar County Garage Doors, and HD Klein and Equipment. If you're at any of these places, make sure you thank them for being willing sponsors of the Tiger Cast throughout our seasons.
Our next Tiger Cast will be tomorrow night. Wait a minute.
Not tomorrow night.
Yep. I'm off
it's only
again.
Tuesday.
Friday. This Friday. Waukon, the destination. Tigers have qualified for the playoffs first time since 2015.
Draw a tough opponent. Waukon. Aren't they the defending state champions?
Too? Tigers won 16 teams remain in Class 2A. They'll get a nice trophy, win or lose, to bring home back to Tipton.
Yep.
I'm sure they want to bring a play of their week.
Would be a great upset.
Brian Eichelberger, Matt Nierm on the call. 6:45 Friday. Friday, November
Friday,
1st.
Friday, yep.
Sorry, listeners. I just need to commit that to memory. So Tigers trying to defend their state title Saturday on the 2nd up in Fort Dodge. Tiger boys go in ranked number 1. They had 6 of the top
9, wasn't it? Or
yeah,
top 10?
Top 10. And all the runners were in, I believe. I don't remember what I put, what it was, but what I ended up putting. You know,
wasn't the last one 17? Like 17th place?
We scored 26 points. Second place team was 116, so quite a gap.
Wow.
Comanche joins the Tigers as River Valley Conference team. Monticello, there's 3 teams I know of. I think Mid Prairie went on the girls, not the boys. So Tigers up 2-0 here in this match, 25-16 and 15. They're working here with a set, serve. Daniel's first kill attempt in the third set is down, point Tipton.
So that's kind of like a fullback dive there. That seems to be our play, the first one out, or the running back ISO play. We're going to back set it to Summer. She's going to get the kill. Then she's going to go back to serve. And so he's going to be 1-0.
So Daniel back to serve. Ball in the over net. Received by Bush. She gets it over to Arrett. She gets it to Julius.
Oh, big block.
Return to sender.
Cameron and Grace Nichols.
First time tonight we've had Cameron go crazy. She brought Grace in with her. Everyone's having fun in Tipton tonight.
Getting 2 seniors there, getting a little bit extra screaming in.
Daniel back to serve, 2-0 Tigers. Ball in the air, in the net, not over the net. Point Raiders, side out 2-1.
For those of you that have not had the pleasure of watching Summer Daniels play volleyball, you never know if she made a good play or a bad play. I mean, she's really pretty even keel, serves the ball in the net there. She's patting people on the butt like, let's go, let's get the next one kind of.
Bush's serve is received by Tigers.
Oh, nice.
Dump over by Chapman. And we haven't called Chapman's name for kills very much, but there's one there.
Yep. Nice little low set, that little shoot set. It looked like Cameron was maybe off on her timing a little bit, had to tip the ball back over, found a little open area.
Bailey Schmidt back to serve for the Tigers. Up 3-1, 2-0 in the match. Ball in the air over the net received by Bush. She gets it to Arrett. They're having trouble. Have to get over the net here with Bush. Back row kill attempt received by Cameron. Passes to Daniels. Sets Nichols in the net. Is for a kill attempt. Point. Williamsburg.
Not a good swing there by Grace. Well, that was a timing issue or what, but so right just into the net.
Julius serves again, gets it to Puffer. She does get to Daniel. Oh. Gets a kill attempt, but she's in the net. That pass over to Summer was a little too close.
Yeah. Tight Summer tried to save it and probably wasn't the greatest of saves. And Carly ends up in the net.
Julius serve. Received by Kamberling. Pass to Daniel. Back sets to Cameron. Swing, and it's in the net. Point Raiders.
That looks similar to Grace's swing. Just not a good swing over here on this side. You know they're trying to feed Cameron here a little bit.
Raiders trying to claw their way back in. Early in the third, 4-3. Julius sets again. Puffer, overset again. Big kill by Taylor Bush. Gives the Raiders a two-point lead, 5-3. Yeah.
So it kind of comes back to what we've talked about, that good pass in the back row.
So four straight points for Williamsburg. This is the most in this match so far. Jesse Julius back to serve again. Ball in the air over net, short, almost short. Received by Campbelling, pass to Daniel, cross set far side to Puffer, swing, goes through a block attempt, Raiders get with Francis. Now to Eric, they have to get over the ball in third hit. Free ball for the Tigers, Daniel can't come up with it. Point Raiders, 6-3. And finally, there's something to cheer about if you're a Williamsburg Raiders fan here.
Tipton looks as equally sloppy as Williamsburg looks very good right now.
Julius back to serve. In the air, over the net, received by Kamberling. She passes to Daniel. Quick set by Chapman. Swing, score, Cameron Chapman. 6-4, side out Tipton.
Leisure in, Chapman back to serve. That puts Carly Kamberling to the bench. I don't know if we said this tonight, but it's USA night here today for the students who've been kind of quiet tonight, actually.
Kamberling, excuse me, Chapman serves, received by Francis to Eric. Cross set over to Bush. She lets it tap over the block attempt. Falls to the ground for a point, 7-4, side out to Williamsburg. Peyton Driscoll back to serve. Raiders leading 7-4, third set, down 2-0 in the match. First serve received by Puffer, gets it to Daniel, back sets to Nicholas, swing off of a Raider.
Get it.
Overpass, they're working, they're gonna get it over net. It could have been a four hit, but they don't. Here's Arrett to Bush. Received off of a hand of Carly Kamberling. I don't know how Tipton didn't get called for four hits there. I mean, I think he hit like every part of Carly's arm.
Yes.
For the first time this match, Tigers call timeout. Raiders up 8-4.
Sloppy, Tigers. Sloppy.
Raiders crowd trying to will their team to get back in this. Tipton swimmers go to Linmar High School this Saturday for their regional meet. Allie Anderson, Maddie Swick, Zoe Stonebreaker, Ryan Hafler look to bring the Tigers three relays to state. They'll have to wait till Sunday, no matter what they do on Saturday. So,
there go the students.
And this weekend as well, the play.
Play is this weekend, the Adams family. Yep, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Check out the Tipton Conservative. We have some great photos and a nice movie poster this week. Nice. I won't spoil it for you, but oh my goodness. You're going to want to check it out.
A lot of things going on. A lot of kids involved.
Raiders serve. Out of bounds. Not what you want to do out of a timeout.
Absolutely not. So Nichols going to head to the bench. Hoffman in.
Momentum shifts a little to Tipton.
This means we got three hitters in the front row now again.
Alex Hoffman to serve. Ball in the air over the net. Received by Francis. She gets it to Eric. Arrett sets Taylor Bush, and it goes down for a kill. Carly Kamberling just a smidge late.
Yep.
9-5.
Nice job there. They got Bush off the center just a little bit, that little slide.
I remember Williamsburg gave us little fits last year. Some of the scores were in the 18, 19, 20s.
Yeah.
Kamberling receives a serve, passes to Hoffman.
Double.
And double hits.
Yeah.
The Raiders are the first team to 10 points.
Could see that ball roll that much. Again, that's an easy call for the official.
Arrett back to serve. Over in that right to Kamberling. She receives it. Passes to Hoffman. Back says Puffer. Swing. Over and out.
We are just out of sorts right now. That wasn't even close.
We talked about, and you talked about serve-receive. They're definitely focusing on Kamberling right now.
Absolutely
in this recent run. I'm guessing they're going to go back to her. They do.
Short.
Short serve. Kelly has to come up. She gets it. Gets a pass to Summer. Somebody has to get over net. Kelly Leisure does. Arrett sets up the offense to Francis. Over to the other side.
All right.
To Brecht.
Use it here.
It's over
free
net.
Ball.
Hoffman sets Daniel. Left-handed kill attempt. Just too much. She tried to put some juice on there.
Yeah. Carly's calling for a touch. There was no touch there.
12-5. Williamsburg in the third set. Tigers up 2-0 in the match. They want to grab momentum. Arrett's been serving for a long time. It's her serve received by Schmidt. Pass to Hoffman. Hoffman gets called for a carry. Two double hits. 13-5. And this is a 7-2 run. Or 7-1 run. I'm sorry. 7-1 run by the Raiders. Arrett served all these. And it goes over net received by Daniel to Hoffman. Back set to Daniel. Swing off of Francis. They have a shot. They do not as it falls to the ground. And finally, the run by Williamsburg is over for now. 13-6. Raiders still hold the lead. Side out with Carly Puffer serving. On the air, almost in the net, but they receive in the back row. Here's a quick set from Breck to, Arrett to Bush.
Didn't get across. Four, yeah.
So Tipton gets bailed out, I would say. 13-7. Puffer will serve again. The ball in the air, over the net, received by Pope. She gets it over to
Julius Arrett. In the back.
Pass from Hoffman to Daniel. Swing, score off a double block attempt. That goes out of bounds. Tigers trail now 13-8. Puffer's got a couple points off of service aces. I was on UPaw there for a second. I had a flashback from South Tama. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? I mean, I'm holding the roster. Crazy. Puffer serves, receiving back row by Bush. She gets it over to Arrett. Arrett sets Taylor Bush. Kill attempt is down. Puffer can't come up with it. It's split Puffer and another, I missed who it was, but two Tigers. Point Raiders, 14-8. Taylor Bush back to serve. Short serve. Leisure gets it. Passes to Hoffman. Sets Daniel. Oh, it rolls across the net and down. Maybe that's the break the Tigers need to start pulling some momentum here. 14-9 on the side out.
Leisure out, Chapman back in, sends Carly Kimberling back to serve.
And Kelly had a kind of, no one was going for it. Kimberling served to see by Francis, over to Arrett.
Oh.
Julius gets it over the net. Tigers working here, set from Kimberling to Daniel.
Oh, tough one.
Raiders can't come up with it on the other side. Tipton will get the point. They draw within 14-10.
I like to see Kelly a little more assertive when she's out on the court. She seemed a little timid sometimes in the front, like somebody else get that one. Need to kind of have her step up just a little bit.
Kimberling served. They have trouble with it. Francis is going to have to get over net. Actually, Pope gets it over net. Received by Kimberling, going backwards. Pass to Hoffman. Sets Daniel. Left-handed. No good. Here comes Francis. Raiders working at the Arrett. She has to get over net. She cannot. The Tigers will get a point. Score update from Nevada. Nevada takes the second set 25-17. So they're up 2-0 in Nevada. 14-11 here.
Trouble.
Raiders trouble. Play a pinball in the ceiling. They get over net with Arrett.
Quick one.
Hoffman to
perfect.
Chapman.
Oh, out.
Out of bounds. Shoot. Right place. Wrong.
Officials are looking around here, hoping for a touch. Nobody called it. Coach Collender's hoping for a touch.
Tigers put the gas pedal down there, trying to get a quick kill attempt. It goes out of bounds, 15-11. Net serve makes it 15-12.
So the two line judges, nobody called touch. The down official kind of signaled to the up official like she saw a touch there, and then he reversed his call.
So what I just said wasn't happening. So, sorry about that. I was writing it down. I was like, well, I saw 15. I was like, well, we'll correct it if it's wrong.
Yeah, great swing by Cameron. I don't know that I can say that I saw a touch there so much. But Collender was pretty animated. So was Volbrecht. But both line judges both just called out. Nobody called the touch, and the up official, he didn't. He called it out too, it looked like.
Here comes the Davenport Assumption. They take the second set, 25-15 over Benton. Tied 1-1 at Davenport. Just joining us here, Nevada leads North Polk. Number 10, Nevada leads North Polk. They've won both sets, 25-17. That would be Tipton's future opponent if they win this match. 14-12, Raiders. Gambling serves, receives in the back row. They get to Eric. Eric cross sets over Julu.
Don't
Julius is blocked back to the Raiders. Here's a Taylor Bush kill from back row.
Carly.
Received by Puffer. Oh, set back. They said they touched it. Double hit.
Must have got
a double hit.
Oh, back. Now he's doing back row attack.
14-13 is our score.
Oh, did Arid hit it over?
Julius had
Julius?
It.
Julius? Okay.
So Camberling serves. Ball in the air over net, received by Arid. Eric gets it to back row kill attempt by Taylor Bush out of bounds, and we are tied. Somehow we are at 14-14. Just a little bit ago, we were at 13-5 Williamsburg. Tigers making a comeback here in the third set. Gambling back to serve again. We'll see what happens from here. On the air over the net, received by Francis. This may be an ace. If it drops, it doesn't. Julius gets it over to Eric. Free ball for the Tigers. Received by Kimberly.
Real quick.
To Hoffman. She quick sets to Daniel. Lefty kill attempt is received by Pope. To Eric, she dumped over the net. Free ball for the Tigers. They can't come up with it.
Good
Hoffman.
Spot.
Hoffman tried to pass to Puffer. Kind of went off wrong. Puffer dove for it, but could not come up with it.
So it sure looked like Tipton had a play on there. Cameron was going to the outside, and Summer was coming to the inside. Kind of a little X play there, and set wasn't quite where they needed it to be.
Raiders up 15-14. Francis serve received by Camberling. Has trouble. Passes to Hoffman. Daniel has to throw it out of the back row too long. I don't think that was what the Tigers were looking for there.
No, absolutely not.
16-14.
Trying to make something out of nothing there.
Francis serving with a two-point lead. Short serve, received by Schmidt, pass to Hoffman, Daniel gets over net, received by Francis, they're playing a little speedy here, and they get a kill attempt down by Jesse Julius. Gracie Arrett set her, and it looked like she even went left-handed there.
Yep.
So a point for the Raiders, 17-14. Francis will serve again.
Short again.
Hoffman dashes in, gets it, passes to Puffer. Back row kill attempt from Daniel is down. Point Tigers. And whew, that was good.
Boy,
we'll take it.
That must have landed right on the line. I thought it looked deep. So Hoffman out, brings back in Nichols. Summer Daniel back to serve.
17-15 Raiders. Daniel serves in the air. Received in the back row. Julius. To Arrett, back to Julius. A kill attempt is down for the kill. She split two Tigers in the back row. 18-15, side out Raiders.
Bush back in for Williamsburg. Pope heads to the bench. It's Savannah Bush.
Served in back row, received by Puffer. She passes Daniel. Cross set far side to Chapman. Swing. Score off of
Savannah
Bush.
Over there, yep. So I only have two people with kills this match for Tipton. That would be Summer and Cameron. Carly does not have one. Grace does not have one. Kelly does not have one. And neither does Bailey.
Bailey serves over the net, received by the Raiders. Quick set from Arrett to Bush. Now the Tigers working it. Daniel sets Chapman. Overpassed by the Raiders. Put down by Carly Puffer for the point. Tigers draw within one. 18-17.
Kind of what we talked about before. We got to move the ball around on offense. We get a little too reliant on just Summer or Cameron here. Let's get some other swings in the mix.
Bailey Schmidt back to serve. Tigers are looking to draw even. Ball in the air over net received by Bush. She passes over to Arrett. She sets her attacker. That's Peyton Driscoll. Blocked. Back to the Raiders side. They're working here with Arrett. She gets over the net. Tigers with a free ball. Kimberly passes Daniel. Cross set over to Chapman. Swing. Score. Cameron Chapman. The Tigers have tied the match at 18. The set at 18.
Good swing there by Cameron. You know, in those free balls, you love to see them pick up the pace just a little bit. Run that ball a little slow or lower. Run that ball a little bit on a shoot set. Just you've got their defense already kind of foregoing that they're going to get a point out of it because they're just passing the ball over.
Schmidt serves received by the Raiders.
Wow.
A kill attempt is sent back to center.
Carly and Cameron.
Jesse
Timeout, Williamsburg.
Tigers take their first lead of this set, 19-18. Set three is where we're at. Williamsburg timeout. This is do or die for the Raiders.
Yeah. Sloppy match for the Tigers.
There's been moments.
Yeah.
There's that one run in the second set.
Ooh.
There's been we haven't seen the long service runs other than that sometimes we're used to here.
Yeah. Again, I'd kind of fall back on our serve receive. Just probably not where it should be at or where it's going to need to be at. Again, every time we get through another round here, your competition's going to tighten. They're just going to get better and better and better as the further you move on here, and you're going to get exploited by teams that can take advantage of that.
Next broadcast will be Friday night, Tiger football at Waukon, 6:45 for the pregame. Bailey Schmidt back to serve. Tigers up 19-18. Ball out of bounds, off the serve. We're tied at 19. Side out to the Raiders.
Good serve by Bailey, just a little long. Trying to push that line a little bit. They were in their four deep again. The Raiders were trying to hide. I think it was Bush they were trying to hide.
Jesse Julius back to serve. Ball in the air on that, received by Kimberly. Passes to Daniel. Back set to Chapman. Swing. Off of the double block attempt, Raiders working with Francis. Gets it over to Eric. Eric gets over the net. Received by Daniel to Camberling. Back to Daniel. Back row kill attempt is down for the point. Some of Daniel with a kill. Tigers first to 20 in this set. And I didn't think that was going to be.
Yeah. Summer called that ball back to her. She was the one that picked it up. And Carly had to get it because Summer's in the setting position. Called that ball back to her in the back row and just a little roll shot.
2019. Set three, Chapman serve, received by Francis, gets to Eric. She has her choice of attacker. She gets Taylor Bush. It's over net to Tigers. Chapman to Daniel, sets
sit down.
Nichols, and it's out of bounds. Tied at 20. Side out Raiders.
Way too far under that ball, Grace was. It was over top of her too much. She can't get quite the angle on the hit that you want. Ball's got to stay in front of your body when you're going to hit it.
Peyton Driscoll to serve for the Raiders. Out of bounds from the first touch of that one. Way out of bounds. Almost hit the student section for the Tigers, if you're familiar with that. 21-20. Side out Tipton.
Nichols heads to the bench. Hoffman in to serve. Tipton got a gift there. Four more points here.
Hoffman. Serve in the air. Back gross.
Overpass.
Tiger to the free ball. Camberling to Hoffman. Set to Leisure. Blocked. Back to the other side. Point Raiders. 21-21. Side out Williamsburg.
Eric gave him trouble last time. I think she was back to serve.
She had that long run to get to 13-5. She serves. Ooh, that almost got down.
There's a gift again. Carly Puffer moves back to serve.
22-21. Tigers up. Third set. Tipping up 2-0 in the match. Puffer back to serve. On the air, over the net, received by Bush. He gets it to Eric. Over to Pope. Drop the dump pass. Hoffman tries to get it dug up. Bailey Schmidt tries to dig it up. No one gets it over the net. Point Williamsburg, 22 all.
Hoffman was there, just couldn't get the ball to go straight enough up in the air for someone else to play.
We've been tied at every point after 18 in this match. Overpass point Raiders. Actually, is that ace serve?
Yeah, that'd be considered an ace serve, I think.
Ace serve by Taylor
Bush. Timeout, Coach Callender.
And this is the second timeout for Tipton in this set. Raiders up by one, playing for their lives here in this match. So we are tied 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So five of the last... deal. Yeah. West Liberty sweeps Central Lee. I'll get the scores here in a second. So the Comets advance to the regional final Monday. I don't know who that's against. Their scores are 25-10, 25-15, 25-14. And the score we're watching here for our purposes, Nevada is up 2-0 over North Polk. They're We took the first two sets by twin scores of 25-17. The winner of that match will be Tipton's opponent on Monday if they get through this match at Benton High School. But for now, Williamsburg is up 23-22. Taylor Bush serves. Tigers working. Hoffman sets Daniel. Swing. Raiders can't come up with it. Point Tigers. And Tipton somehow has this match, tied at 23.
Chapman back in. Leisure heads to the bench. Sends Carly Camberling back to serve.
Carly serves in the air over net, received by Francis. She gets it to Eric. Eric has her choice of attackers, goes to Pope.
Oh,
she has trouble, and Tigers points, makes it 24-23. I'll be honest, I didn't know if I'd say this in this set, but this is match set point and match point for the Tigers. I'm not cheering against this. It just looked pretty bad there for a while. Camberling serves in the air over net, received by Bush to Eric. She sets Julius.
Block
attempt from the Tigers.
Got to come over.
Over net, free ball for the Tigers. Camberling to Hoffman. She sets Dano. Swing. Block attempt from the Raiders. And the Raiders send it back to the sender. Point Williamsburg, 24 all.
Going to play a few extra points here. Summer was probably a little far off the net for her to hit a shot like that. She was trying to hit one of her patented rocket ball shots and probably should have just placed that ball.
Aaron Francis serves. Ball in the air over net, received by Daniel. Daniel passes to Hoffman. Back to Daniel. Her attempt is down. A little tap over. Tigers take the lead. 25-24 for now.
So I don't know if she heard me. That's what she should have done the time before.
She has an earpiece like NFL quarterbacks.
Maybe.
Summer Daniel back to serve. We'll see what kind of serve she pulls out here. 25-24 Tigers. Set point, match point. Ball in the air over the net. Received in the back.
Eight serve.
And the Tigers are advancing. Tigers advance after winning the third set 26-24. Three set sweep for Tipton. Scores are 25-16, 25-15, and finally 26-24. Tigers advance to play the winner of North Polk Nevada. Our last report had Nevada winning that match 2-0 in the match. Tigers improved to 32-6. Raiders will end their season 15-21. And I agree. If I was a Raider fan, you have plenty to look forward to.
Future's bright there. A lot of young girls, the Bush girls, a senior. And I think that was the only one that I can remember that was a senior.
There's just one senior there.
You know, Julius, a freshman, had a very good night, I think, hitting the ball. So she did a great job out there. And then I think Arrett, their setter, comes back. I think she's only a junior. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to if you're a Williamsburg fan. A lot to look forward to if you're a Tiger fan, too. 2-0 now postseason. Again, the competitional Titan, if it ends up being Nevada, which it sounds like it probably will be, they're going to cause Tipton a lot of trouble. They're a savvy state tournament team. They've been there before. I actually think they've won the state tournament before. Coach Will Bauman is no stranger to the state tournament, being a former coach at the Chipola Panthers, had several years with the Panthers, won some state tournaments. So, again, Tipton's Achilles heel shows up again tonight in that serve receive. In the back row, Coach Collner likes to stick with those three people back, so puts a lot of pressure on our girls to make sure that pass comes up to the front row and a decent pass makes the setter not have to move a lot and get our hitters active. Probably that second match maybe was our best match of moving the ball around. You know, it seemed like all of the girls that were hitters had hits. It seemed like that third match we kind of got stuck between Summer and Cameron being our only two hitters, really. And I, you know, as great as those two are, we seem to lose a little bit of balance as a team. And it seems to make it easier for the defense to kind of know how to play against you. You can set the block up if you know it's always going to go to Summer or it's always going to go to Cameron. We got to make sure we keep Kelly in the offense and Bailey in the offense and Grace in the offense. And I think Carly Puffer's got to swing more. I think she's got to get the ball a lot more when she's in the middle. You know, not only is she tall, she has long arms, but she has pretty good vertical leap to her. She gets up above that block, and I think she places the ball pretty well. So I hope to see her swing a little bit more in that next round when we're down in Benton Community. So Tiger fans, make some plans. It's going to be a little bit of a trip to get there. Tip-off, well, probably won't be tip-off. I can't call it tip-off. Start of the game will be 7 o'clock.
We'll be on the internet, or we'll have the broadcast start around 6:45, maybe 6:40, like we did tonight. We wanted to make sure we got coaches' comments in. I don't know, though. You're not doing the PA, so maybe we'll stretch it. I don't know. But, yeah, what a season it's been here. And I got a score update here from Nevada. That's a final. Nevada wins the third set, 25-13. So the Cubs, Nevada Cubs sweep North Polk, 25-17, 25-17, 25-13. I think the state will be happy about this. The Regional 7 final will feature two ranked teams, number 8, Tipton, and number 10, Nevada. Yep. Tigers were ranked number 1 at the beginning of the year. Nevada, I believe, has been ranked under 10 all year at some point. I have some homework now. I have to find. I did find a couple stories. I held on to. I guess maybe a little superstitious got the best of me. I don't know, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I know Coach has some connections out that way. So, volleyball is not like football or basketball where you share film. It's kind of blind unless you're just being a nice, nice person.
I don't know how huddle plays into that with. You know, if teams put a lot of stuff on huddle for volleyball or not, the coaching profession is usually there's some connections out there. Coach Callender's kind of from that neck of the woods, I think, or farther to the western part of the state, I believe. So I think she'll have some connections that way. You hear that a lot in volleyball, maybe a little bit more than maybe you do in other sports. I know that happened last year when Wilton played Grundy Center, and when Wilton upset Grundy Center, that Coach Grunder had a friend that that played against Grundy Center and had kind of shared with them some of her thoughts how to kind of attack their offense while they were playing against them. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Callender will do a lot more research maybe than she did against Williamsburg. I'm not going to say that she didn't, but, you know, it sounded like that in her comments. She didn't know a lot about them. I'm sure she'll know Nevada's team pretty well and have gone through quick stats and will find some information about them so that our girls will be ready to go.
I know that part of that was they're basically a whole new team except for their setter.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I know that they tried to find some tendency after what they've played the last couple of years, give or take. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. So one conference team plus us is through to the regional finals.
I would anticipate Wilton should. They play West Branch, not tomorrow night, but on Thursday night.
They play North Cedar.
North Cedar, sorry, take that back.
Which could be.
I think they could end up playing the West Branch.
I think West Branch
are on that bottom of the bracket. So the conference is in pretty good shape, you know, as far as teams. And when you look at it, it's that south side. You know, it just shows how the south side was really quite loaded, you know, from the top side, Tipton being a 3 seed for the conference tournament. But you got West Branch, you got Cascade, that's still alive with that. I don't know what bracket it is. I was looking at the brackets today, one of the 3A brackets. I don't remember if it was Mount Vernon or if it was West Liberty, but one of them is going to end up playing New Hampton.
Oh, that's
and New Hampton's like 39-3.
Right.
So and I forget if that was West Liberty or Mount Vernon. So you're looking at some pretty nice regional games if you're a volleyball fan.
We'll have those. We'll have that sorted out for Monday. Hopefully, we'll have a wide range of score. I don't know how many sportscast media. Centerpoint Urbana was battling. You know, Assumptions in. So that takes out one of our schools. You know, we'll have the West Liberty score.
Yep.
Fortunately, 2A regional finals are not the same night because
I think that's an officiating, you know, they try to make sure they got enough officials and you know, throughout the state. Gets a little easier once you get past that first round because you've taken basically half the teams out of every class. Well, probably not half, but close to that in your classes. So it makes it a little bit easier for the officials to be scheduled.
I think 32 teams after tonight in 3A. As we go, the winner of the regional finals gets the Sweet 16.
I think there's only 16 left after tonight.
Oh, you're right.
Because I think if we beat Nevada, I think, the state tournament's next, and that's eight. So tonight was the final 32 down to 16. I think 2A is down to 32 after the next round.
Get out and see some high school volleyball. There's some 2A matches around the area. We'll be back on Monday in Benton at Van Horn. Now, the last time I knew, there was some road construction that way, so maybe plan a smidge. You can leave 5 minutes earlier. I don't know.
And it'll be darker. Daylight savings time coming up here.
Jamie, thanks for being on the broadcast.
You bet.
We have a couple players. I think Coach Collender will be up shortly after that. So I think we'll
got Carly Puffer here tonight and Grace Nichols.
Roll along here. Final score from Tipton. Tigers beat Williamsburg 25-16, 25-15, 26-24. They'll advance to play number 10, Nevada, who are 3-0 winners over North Polk, 25-17, 25-17, 25-13. I'd like to welcome on Carly Puffer to the broadcast here on the postgame. Carly, congratulations. You
Thank
guys are
you.
Moving on.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes, it really is.
Last set, a little bit of an interesting time.
Yeah. We dug ourselves in a hole right away, and we called a timeout, and we just talked about you got to want it. You got to have the guts to dig out of that right away, and I think we were just a little slower on that, but we came back and won, so.
You guys, net play, turned the momentum sometimes. You know, you were involved, cameras involved, Summer was involved.
Yeah.
And it seemed like those moments are crucial.
Yeah.
And it seemed like in that set, that was some of the, you know, they had to fight. I mean, their season ends if they don't win that.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, whoever doesn't win the match, their season ends. You know, you want to keep collecting sets and matches and stuff. Talk about that net play. I mean, how important is it to what we're doing here?
That's a big thing we've been working on lately in practice is blocking, make sure we're pressing over, staying out of the net. And it really is important because it helps our defense out a lot. So
you guys had a nice run in the second set to pull away, 10-2 run, and they were playing it close, and then you guys had that set. We didn't have our patented enough of them, but, I mean, it's enough to get that 2-0 lead. Last home match, though, big crowd tonight. It really was helpful and really exciting to see.
Yes.
It's going to be your first regional final.
I know,
where
I'm
you're
so excited.
On the floor involved, and that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you let yourself think about what that would be like?
I have, just a little bit, though, because we've definitely talked about taking each game one at a time because Williamsburg could have beat us. Like, this could have been our last game, so I just take it one game at a time and focus. But I definitely have, and I just think it'd be really cool, and that's our goal, and I'm really excited.
Congratulations. Good luck on Monday. We'll be there. Go Tigers.
Thank you.
Where's Grace? Oh, she's down there. She called the Tiger.
We have a score update from Center Point Urbana. Charles City is up 2-1 over Charles City is over Center Point Urbana 2-1 in that match. Assumption is up 2-1 over Benton after falling in the first set. They've come back to win the next two. Grace Nichols is joining us here on the post-match
Hello.
Show. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
A little better now than about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You guys advance, and, you know, sometimes you just have to advance. It doesn't have to look pretty, right?
Yeah. A win's a win.
You guys are going out of the WAMAC now. You advance to regional final Monday. You'll play number 10, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Their 3-0 match win over North Polk. And we don't have to go as far this year, which is kind of exciting. Last year, Grinnell seemed like forever.
Yeah.
Benton. A lot of you guys have been to Benton for various things, so a little more comfortable. And I mean, not saying that you're not comfortable, but I mean, it's going to be it won't be as much of an unknown as going to Grinnell.
Yeah.
Talk about tonight. You know, moments, and then there were moments you wish you could erase. Not you personally. I'm just saying that in general.
The first set, we keep stepping up every game from that Monticello game. It was a rough game, that game, and we just keep having one step further to a closer game. So that first set we really felt like was a higher step up from us and what our game should be like. And then the third set was a little rough. We got behind, but we caught back up, and we can't do those falls like against Nevada that we would here, because they're a much better team and they are a very good team. And doing the stuff like that, we won't be able to just catch back up easy.
You guys had, I wouldn't say you had your way against Altima, but the scores were different. Could that tight last set, that 26-24 that we pulled out maybe be a benefit. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
you know, this is the last match here this season in Tipton, and, you know, it could happen here. It could happen anywhere. You know, I mean, you have to keep playing point by point by point.
Yeah, those tight sets really help us because it gets us in the mode for those huge games. That a state game isn't going to be easy. It's not going to just be handed to you. So you definitely need those sets to really work you.
Jamie and I mentioned about how the seniors were fired up tonight, and you included. Whether it was a kill, blocks, any point we had,
yeah.
it was good to see. You know, you like to see kids fired up, but, you know, it seemed like the seniors kind of led tonight.
Yeah, it was our last game, and we just kept thinking that we had to make every moment count. So it's a little heartbreaking since it's our last game on this gym, but
we had a crazy crowd tonight.
Yeah.
The student section was here in force, and
yeah.
That was kind of exciting, too. I'm sure the last one out, turn the light out Monday, because we're going to be packed over in Benton. Good luck Monday, and we'll see what happens. We'll be there, and 3 times in 3 years is remarkable in itself, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Yep.
So congratulations. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Tipton senior Grace Nichols. That followed Tipton sophomore Carly Puffer. We're waiting for Tipton head volleyball coach Amy Collender. She will be up here in a second. Have some of the score updates here as we wait for coach. Benton trails 2-1 over Assumption. The Bobcats won the first set 31-29. Assumption tied the match in the second set 25-15. And then they won the third set 25-9. So I guess the moral of the story is don't make Assumption mad by winning a set. West Liberty sweeps Central Lee 25-10, 25-15, 25-14. And the score we were following tonight, Nevada sweeps North Polk 25-17, 25-17, and 25-13. The 10th-ranked Cubs will be the Tigers' next opponent at Van Horn at Benton Community High School in the Region 7 final Monday night at 7. Talk to Amy Callender here, Coach. Survive, advance. I wouldn't say survival was the thing, but probably saw some things you want to get back in the gym and get ready for Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they came out. That was one of their goals, is to come out, you know, ready to go, and they definitely did that. You know, the seniors were excited to get out there. It's their very last home game, so they were ready to go. We kind of, you know, sat back a little bit, kind of thought we were okay and those kinds of things, and we needed to you know, really push through, and that took a lot of gut and heart to come back from that, being down in game 3 and winning that.
You know, I asked the players about that and how maybe that could be a helpful thing in a weird way, because, you know, you're here, you're in front of mom and dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, I should say, or teacher, whoever, and, you know, you want to play well, and then when things don't go, I mean, that's adversity you have to overcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just one of the three sets. You don't know what future is going to hold. And you could see some of the fight in them, and, you know, the chances to try to shift momentum, you know, with a big block or a
right.
kill, or just hustle.
Yep.
And the whole match, I thought you guys hustled very well. I mean,
yeah,
you guys
yep.
played well at the net again.
Yep. Yeah, we were happy with our net play. Again, you know, that game 3, we took off a few plays there, you know, kind of got off a little bit on our defense and offense. But, yeah, like you said, we were able to overcome that and learn from that and keep going.
The seniors kind of led the momentum, led the excitement most of the night. Whenever they did something, they were all fired up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Bailey fired up as much.
Yeah.
It was great to see. It just is like, it just gets you fired up.
Yep.
No matter if you're sitting here broadcasting down in the floor or in the stands, it seems like it's contagious.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We've spent a lot of time talking about that heart and, you know, being happy that you're wearing a Tiger on your jersey and going after those things. And, you know, a lot of these girls were not playing on the last two teams. They were on the bench. They were the cheerleaders, per se, or the, you know, the practice squad and whatever you want to call them. And they want their turn at it. They want to be at that state tournament and have their chance like the girls in the past.
32-6. That's a remarkable record going into Monday. You're going to face a team that also has over 30 match wins.
Yeah.
You guys have faced your share of teams with 30 match wins and ranked teams.
Yep.
You guys have a little bit of time here. You have the rest of this week, and then you have to hurry up and wait on Monday.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like we've put ourselves in some good tournaments this year where we've seen some top-ranked teams, teams with good quality players, just like Nevada is going to have. And, you know, we put ourselves in a position where we can be ready for Monday night. So,
Coach, thanks for coming on. Good luck. Monday we'll be there. We'll call that and hopefully send you off to the state tournament for the third straight year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tipton Tiger match here at home, Regional 7 semifinal between the Tigers and the Williamsburg Raiders. Tipton takes the match 3-0. They advance to the regional final, 7 final, on Monday. That will be played at Benton Community High School in Van Horn. I'd like to thank you for listening to this broadcast of the TigerCast. The TigerCast can be found at www.thetigercast.net. Check out our site for past webcasts and future webcasts. I'm going to sign off for tonight. Our final score from Tipton is Tipton 3, Williamsburg 0. Tigers win first set 25-16, second set 25-15, and then take the third set in a highly contested third set 26-24. Our next Tiger cast will be Friday. The Tiger football team is playoff bound for the first time since 2015. The Tigers were selected as one of the wildcard teams in Class 2A this year based on their RPI. The Tigers will travel to 2A number 1 Waukon Friday night. Catch the Tiger cast where Brian Eichelberger and Matt Neerman will have the call starting at 6:45. This weekend's a big weekend for other Tiger athletics. Cross country. Both cross country teams have punched their tickets to the state meet this weekend in Fort Dodge. The Tiger girls are back at the state for the first time since 2007. The Tiger boys are top ranked and looking to defend their 2018 state title in Class 2A. Girls going out for the Tigers are Callie Wallach, Alyssa Menti, Allie Nash, Rachel Bierman, Brittany Ford, Ashlyn Curry, and Corin Wallach. For boys, Caleb Shoemaker, Trent Pelzer, Jackson Edens, Landon Hill, Cody Bowman, Andrew Olsen, and A.J. Thumma. Tiger swimmers will be in their regional meet Saturday at Linmar. Tigers are in contention to send 3 relay events to the state meet for this year. They sent 2 last year. Members of the relays are Allie Anderson, Maddie Swick, Zoe Stonebreaker, and Ryan Hafler. Tigers will find out Sunday if they've qualified based on their time on Saturday. Again, they travel to Linmar. The state swim meet is Friday, November 8th and Saturday, November 9th. Also on the fine arts side, the Tiger Fine Art Department this weekend will be having the Adams Family. I encourage you to go out and see that. More information in the Tipton Conservative newspaper this week. Pictures of the cast members and a nice movie poster. Our next Tiger Cast volleyball broadcast will be Monday, November 4th in Van Horn. The Tigers will play in the Class 3A Region 7 final with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Tigers will play the Nevada, who advanced tonight, sweeping North Polk. They're 32-9. Tigers are 32-6. Join Jamie and I as we have the call starting at 6:45. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We appreciate it. For Tipton head volleyball coach Amy Collender, Tipton players Carly Puffer and Grace Nichols, my partner Jamie Meyer, my name's Ryan Stonebreaker. Have a great night, everybody.